I'm Tracy Ellis with your 12th District Legislative Update with Senator Brad Hawkins. Your hydrogen-powered vehicle bill advanced out of the Transportation Committee. It would provide an incentive to buy hydrogen vehicles through a sales tax reduction. Tell us more about that.
Our state wants to be technology neutral when it comes to promoting zero-emission vehicles. We shouldn't put all our eggs into one basket. The state currently funds a number of incentives for electric vehicles, but we have the opportunity here, based on a bill that I approved 2 years ago, to allow our public utility districts to utilize their surplus hydropower electricity to produce hydrogen gas. That can have a variety of purposes, but one of the benefits is clean transportation. And when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions in our state, because our electric sector is so clean, most of the emissions in our state come from the transportation sector. So if we want to be technology neutral in our incentives, if we don't want to pick winners and losers, and we want to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions significantly, we should look at hydrogen. We have the ability to produce it with our surplus hydro here. The PUD in Douglas County is investing up to $20 million in a hydrogen production facility that should come online at the end of 2021.
Your bill to allow 30 school districts to voluntarily participate in year-round school had a hearing. Why is this important right now?
As we prepare to pull out of this COVID pandemic, what we're going to be discovering is that students across our K-12 system are going to be experiencing learning loss impacts due to the less than ideal remote instruction that they've received for several months, but also the lack of in-person, in-building instruction. And so some of these students are going to be playing catch-up for a number of years, maybe the remainder of their K-12 or K-20 system, to catch up to their pre-pandemic learning loss. Plus, you know, taking a couple months off or 3 months off every summer is going to just compound those issues. So I'm really encouraging my legislative colleagues to think differently and think big and try to come up with some transformational changes. And so what the bill does is it provides a financial incentive for the school districts who are willing to spread their current state-funded 180 days over a longer period of time, like an 11-month or 12-month school calendar. And it's purely voluntary, but I'm trying to incentivize some school districts who want to think differently to do so.
With your 12th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Brad Hawkins.